Darling, didn't anyone ever tell you? The rules you use to judge yourself aren't real.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. It's Rebecca. I'm glad you're here. As we begin to wind down this season, I wanted to take an episode to level set with what exactly body confidence is and why it matters. I think since 2012 and the body positivity movement started on Instagram, there's been a lot of talk about body neutrality, body positivity, the toxic relationship we have with our bodies because of different messages we've internalized from media, marketing, all that jazz, right? There's a lot to be found out there about this topic, but what I see as a distinct difference between body positivity and body confidence is a sense of peace that you don't have to prove to anyone or even yourself that you feel good about what your body is, what it does, and the relationship you have with it. I'm an analogy person. So whenever I approach a new problem or a new topic, I always try to see, is this similar to something else that everyone accepts and understands very easily? Because if it is, then we're going to use that as the template for how we think about this problem and how we think about what the solution and the end goal would look like. So when I think about someone who's confident in the relationship they have, like a romantic relationship with their partner, it's usually not the ones who are posting all the time on Instagram and Facebook and whatever other places you can post about your relationship. Do people post about their... Yeah, of course they post about their relationship on TikTok. I don't know. I mean, I'm like single, so I just see that the single side of TikTok. But the couples who really have that confidence in the relationship don't feel the need to talk about it all the time. You could talk about it sometimes, right? If it comes up, if that topic comes up, then sure, happy to discuss it. But on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week, whatever, you're not constantly sitting there talking about how great your relationship is or talking about how much you trust your partner or anything like that. And I think that peace of mind is the biggest factor, especially when you think about like a romantic relationship. So a lot of people, right, are worried about a partner being unfaithful. And the biggest way to know that you deep down truly have confidence in your relationship is to never really stress about where they're at, who they're with, what their activity on Instagram is, who they're texting. Like, the peace of mind that comes from being confident in your relationship is the same type of peace of mind that comes from being confident in your body. You don't have the mental stress of who are they with? Who are they talking to? Why did they leave the room and they took that phone call? What was that text message? Who was that person they were talking to? Who is this new Instagram follower? Like, you don't think like that. You don't stress yourself out over every single possible scenario. And if you are doing that in your relationship or in the relationship with your body, that means You don't have confidence in it. You don't have the confidence that, first of all, they're being faithful, and second, that you would survive if they're not. And when you take this idea and you apply it to the confidence you have in the relationship with your body, it's the same type of thing. It's, am I going to gain weight if I eat this? Am I going to completely mess up my progress if I don't go to the gym today? If I do go to the gym, you know, am I going to get in a good enough workout? Am I going to do this? Like all the different things. And to be honest, I don't even know what a lot of the mental clutter sounds like anymore because I have been out of this for so long. It is no longer an issue. It just isn't. And it's getting to a point where I can't even pull from those memories anymore because it's just so not part of my mental space anymore, which is amazing. That is like, I am a walking, breathing, living case study that the body image solution works. That body image and body dysmorphia and eating disorders and disordered eating patterns and all of that can be fixed by shifting your perspective, changing the language you use around yourself and your body and exercise and food and the values that you have. It can be fixed. And so the confidence that brings in the relationship with my body is that I know that I'm going to be okay. Like if something happens, I can fix it. It's like when you have a partner who, it's like, I know that we are so in this together that even if they mess up, we're going to find a way to repair it. Even if I mess up, we're going to find a way to repair it because I know this person's character. I know their heart. And you know, at the end of the day, I really don't believe that they ever would hurt me in this way that I am afraid that they will. But the thing about the relationship with your body is that maybe you have felt betrayed by your body before. Maybe your body has felt betrayed by you. And this is why when you think about your body in the terms of a relationship, everything changes. Because when you start to think about ways that you've abandoned your body, ways that you've neglected your body, ways that you have felt betrayed or abandoned by your body, that's when things really start to come to the surface in a very real way. That's how you get to the real stuff. Not just like, well, I wish my thighs were smaller. Okay, we're going to talk about things like abandonment and betrayal and like actual relationship wounds, because that's what needs to be healed. Because the truth of it is, there are people who have your exact same features who have a great relationship with their body. So it can't be the features. It can't, like logically speaking, if it was the way you looked and there was someone out there who looks the way you do and they have confidence and trust and joy and peace in their relationship, then it's possible for you. It just is. And it takes time to undo those beliefs. Like, it takes time for this to really become what it is that you believe, what it is that how you think about yourself, how you speak about yourself, and how you take care of yourself. It's the same thing. Like, you know, if you go to couples therapy for two sessions and you're like, well, we can't fix it. It's not fixed yet. So I guess we're going to get a divorce. It's like, well, that's not enough time to undo some of this damage. And so you got to be super patient with yourself. Because the thing about your body is this is the relationship that you literally will not get out of until you die. And the reason why body confidence matters is because it's the only thing that gives you that peace You know, you could sit there and, like, taking it back to the relationship analogy, you could sit there and be like, oh, my partner is so attractive. My partner compliments me all the time. They're so funny. Like, all these things about what you love about your partner. They're emotionally available. They, you know, they're there when I need them. But if you don't have that element of trust and that sense of peace and that real, like, we are in this no matter what type of commitment, you will not have confidence in the relationship. You could have positive feelings and positive thoughts about your partner, but without those pieces, trust, commitment, you will not have true confidence. And that's what brings peace. That's what opens you up to enjoy yourself inside and outside of that relationship. So again, bringing it back to your body, it allows you to actually enjoy exercise because you're not setting these expectations around what it's supposed to look like, how long you're supposed to do it, the frequency that you're supposed to do it, the consistency and all of these goals and these macros and counting everything. And it's no, it's not this obsessive thing. You don't have to control it. When you have confidence in something, you don't have to control it. You just trust that it is what it is, and you are equipped to handle what will come your way. That's what confidence is. You cannot have both trust and control. Have you ever dated someone who says they trust you, but then they're like, where were you? Why didn't you answer your phone? Send me a screenshot of this and that, and I want to see. And what? Hello? That's not trust. If I have to show you proof, then you don't trust me. You believe what's in front of your eyes. You believe the proof. You don't believe me. And the amount of wasted energy that drains from that relationship is just something that, as a confident person, I don't mess with that. It becomes very clear that the person I'm trying to be in a relationship with has crazy trust issues. And if they're going to continue down that pattern and that path, then we're just not compatible. Because it's like, hey, I don't do stuff like this. I don't waste my time and energy doing this kind of thing. Like, if you don't trust me, then let's just move on. And with the relationship with your body, imagine the type of peace you would have if you didn't feel the need to be that person in the relationship of, like, where did you go? Who were you with? And with your body, it sounds like, how much did I eat? What size am I wearing? How often did I exercise? What do I look like? How many compliments did I get? How many compliments did she get? You know, like that mental obsession over trying to control your body and the way you are perceived by other people. I'm just here to say that there's a different way to have a relationship with your body. And yes, you are in a relationship with your body. And if you want to explore that further, take the Body Image Solution. As we wind down this season, I want to reiterate what body confidence is and why it matters so much, because that is the missing element of your relationship with your body that truly brings peace of mind. Peace of mind. And I hope the relationship analogy helps you, because it definitely helped me. That's what helped it really click a few years back. And then I was just like, okay, well, I'm really good at relationships. So if this whole thing with my body is just a relationship, then great. If you're still like, well, I don't have that type of relationship yet. Like, I'm still in the negativity cycle and the criticism and all that. You need the solution, babe. Enroll in the Body Image Solution. It's waiting over there for you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and I will catch you in the next one.